Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Well, it's all about fuel on the front pages today, and none of it is good news, you'd have to say. Not a lot of positivity in the papers. The Irish Daily Star, "Time to Truck Off Home" is the headline. Fuel protests that brought the country to a standstill yesterday slammed by politicians and emergency services alike. The Irish Daily Mirror, "Fuel be sorry. The Taoiseach slammed fuel protesters which have brought Ireland's roads to a standstill and blocked the country's only oil refinery." The Irish Times also going with the Taoiseach's comments on the front pages. Taoiseach accuses fuel protesters of national sabotage. Fuel protest organisers have promised another massive nationwide demonstration today after blockades and convoys caused disruption across the country yesterday. And we heard strong words from the Taoiseach and Taoiseach yesterday over the fuel protests. But organisers have pledged to continue protesting until they secure a meeting over rising fuel costs. But the government says we'll only meet with representative organisations and not random people at these protests. The Irish Sun, "Fleece in our time. Irish drivers face ongoing misery at the pumps as Iran is threatening to charge tankers $2 million to pass through the Strait of Hormuz." So what does all of this mean for the forecourts? Well, the Irish Examiner says that there are fears forecourts could run dry. They could start running out of petrol and diesel, not because of the Strait of Hormuz, but because of the blockades, which are entering a third day. Fuels for Ireland claims forecourts could run out of fuel as early as today because terminals in Cork, Galway and Limerick are being blocked by protesters, and the blocking of Whitegate Oil Refinery in Cork and other depots in the country has now locked up 50% of the country's fuel, according to Fuels for Ireland. And then that's also the main story. Again, I told you it wasn't cheerful. That's also the main story in the front of the Irish Independent. Growing alarm about fuel supplies as pumps run dry. Gardaí are going to move in today to help ensure access to key fuel terminals blocked by protesters. Taoiseach says blockade is national sabotage. Garages in Galway are the first to run out of fuel. Already they're running out of petrol and diesel, and commuters are braced for a third day of rush hour delays. Have to say, I flew in from Naas this morning. I left extra early thinking I'd be affected, but I wasn't. But we're expecting the impact to be felt from around 7 a.m. this morning, maybe earlier. It was earlier yesterday morning. The only paper not to go with fuel on the front page is the Irish Daily Mail. Instead, it's going with something News Talk Breakfast are going to be talking about, which is AI taking your job. And almost 200,000 highly paid workers are at high risk of being replaced by AI in the coming years. This is a report from the ESRI and the Department of Finance, and it finds that educated white-collar employees are going to bear the brunt of the transition to AI, with up to 1 in 5 positions in accountancy, telesales and admin being replaced in the short to medium term. So this will be a big risk, and how we're going to pay to replace these workers, we're not sure about, as in, because obviously if this were to happen, some of these workers would end up on welfare. Do we have the money in our budget to pay for these workers if they end up unemployed as a result of AI? Right, can I find any positives for you? There are a couple. Well, there's good news. I found one positive of being married, actually. This is in the Mail. And the good news is marriage protects against cancer. Now, tomorrow you'll be told that marriage causes cancer, so I wouldn't get too excited. But people who never marry are far more likely to get cancer, a study suggests. Unmarried women face an 85% higher risk, with lifelong bachelors 70% more likely to develop the disease. And the diseases here include lung cancer, bowel and esophageal cancer, particularly driven by preventable factors like smoking. Of course, married people smoke too. But anyway, researchers who analysed data from more than 100 million people, so they certainly cast their net broad and wide with this, saw marital status may act as a powerful marker of cancer risk. So marriage has been linked to earlier diagnosis and better survival rates. Other positive news is for people in Waterford, because the Mail tells us that Waterford has been picked as the number one wonder of Ireland by Condé Nast, the renowned travel magazine. I don't know anyone who ever reads Condé Nast, but we have all these surveys and reports from this magazine. I'm sure some people who are keen travel enthusiasts pick up their copy regularly. And if you do pick up the latest copy, you will see that Waterford has been described as the leading the way for standout attractions. They say that the Copper Coast is renowned for its dramatic scenery, unspoiled beaches, and this huge appeal of Waterford. Also listed in Condé Nast is the Burren, Northwest Donegal, the Fermanagh Lakelands, the Passage Tombs of the Boyne Valley, Kilkenny, and we also have the limestone landscape of Clare. Basically, they've mentioned everywhere in Ireland here. They also mentioned Kerry and Cork. And the prehistoric Meath tombs get a mention as well, which are older than the pyramids. Other news, well, good news if you're in England, because in the Times of London, they're explaining how they've lovely weather over there at the moment. England had the hottest day in April for 80 years yesterday, and in London, it reached 26 degrees. In Cardiff, it was 21 degrees and it was 19 degrees Celsius in Manchester. However, the bad weather, the good weather isn't going to remain on, because there's bad weather coming for the UK. But there you go, 26 degrees in London yesterday. It was lovely and pleasant here too as well. Good news for Johnny Logan in the Mirror. We're told that Eurovision legend Johnny Logan has been honoured because a bust of the Eurovision singer has been unveiled in Ashburn in Meath, and Johnny Logan was in attendance for the event alongside Linda Martin, and two local men were responsible for the campaign to honour Johnny Logan with the bust, and it marks the star's long history in Ashburn, which is the hometown of his wife and where Johnny Logan has lived for 47 years. You can read more about that in the Mirror. Now, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.